This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The paleo diet, it's pretty trendy. Eat like a caveman, no dairy, no grains, no sugar, and so on. But what you probably won't find on many paleo plates today...
pine nuts and moss and tree bark and mushrooms.
Laura Weirich, a paleo microbiologist at the University of Adelaide in Australia.
What we would like to call the true paleo diet. It's basically what you could find in a forest if you're not eating meat.
Weirich and her colleagues cleaned the teeth of Neanderthals found in Belgium and Spain. They popped off bits of ancient dental plaque and then sequenced the DNA contained within to see if it matched up to any known sequences today. What they found suggests that the northern Neanderthals ate a meat-heavy diet, stuff like woolly rhino and wild sheep, whereas their southern counterparts, they ate that forest-foraged vegetarian fare, mushrooms, pine nuts, and moss. One of the Spanish specimens also appeared to have taken a tree-derived painkiller related to aspirin and might have self-medicated with antibiotic penicillium bacteria, too. And the Neanderthals' mouth microbiome, on average, resembled that of chimps more than modern humans.
And they have a much healthier set of bacteria in their mouth as well. They don't have the nasty bacteria in the right proportions to really chew holes in their teeth and cause periodontal disease. They really were very healthy.
And their teeth, she says, are still sparkly white today. The study's in the journal Nature. Perhaps the most intriguing finding, though, might be that humans and Neanderthals appeared to swap mouth microbes at one point in time, something that Weirich says probably happened not through violent interactions, but when kissing or sharing food.
I think this paper in general just really suggests that Neanderthals were, again, not like this, caveman, brute, grunting type animal that they often get described as. You know, they had knowledge about medicines, they had knowledge about their environments and what they could eat, and they were, you know, having friendly interactions with other species. So it's a very different picture of Neanderthals.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.